Psalm 1, verse 6. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The word knoweth is a word that describes intimate knowledge. It means to care about, to identify with as your own. The Hebrew text can read, the Lord is constantly looking upon the way of the righteous. He is ever watching over the righteous. Job 23:10. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. As Christians, we enjoy so many pleasures from the Lord. The way of the godly enjoys many blessings. We have a relationship that can never be abolished. We have a righteousness that cannot be tarnished. We have an acceptance that can never be questioned. We have a standing that can never be disputed. We have a justification that can never be reversed. We have a salvation that cannot be annulled. We have a strength that can't be exhausted. We have an assurance that can never be disappointed. We have a comfort that cannot be lessened. We have a service that will always be rewarded. We have an intercessor who can never be disqualified. We have a hope that will never fade away. We have a glory that will outshine the stars forever. The way of the righteous. The way of the righteous, brothers and sisters, causes us to be thankful. The way of the righteous gives us a hope, gives us a stability. Proverbs 15:19, the way of the slothful man is as a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. The words made plain are from the Hebrew word solah, which means smooth, stable, straight, a highway. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou, most upright, thou dost weigh the path of the just. Isaiah 26:7. This verse can be translated, the way of the righteous is smooth. O upright one, make the path of the righteous level. Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The righteous are characterized by a transparency, by an openness. Psalm 48:14. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. The Lord will lead us home, brothers and sisters, to the promised land, to the celestial city. The way of the righteous is supplied by the Lord. Hosea 13:5. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. God knows us, brothers and sisters. He knows our needs. He knows of the famine in our life. He knows of the drought in our life. He knows all things. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The way of the righteous, brothers and sisters, should cause you to rejoice and to bring you great comfort. Psalm 101:6, my eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in the perfect way, he shall serve me. The words perfect way mean way of integrity, the way of innocence, the way of wholesomeness. The Bible says, though, that the way of the ungodly shall perish. The word perished is used to describe plans or desires that are frustrated. See, brothers and sisters, the way of the righteous is stable. It's safe. Your needs are being supplied by the Lord. All things are seen by the Lord. The way of the righteous, as opposed to the way of the ungodly. This verse is a contrast. The way of the righteous as opposed to the way of the ungodly. And the end thereof, the ungodly, is they shall perish. They shall be condemned to hell for all eternity. The ungodly shall perish. Psalm 112:10. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. They shall see their plans and their desires frustrated. The way of the wicked is hard. Proverbs 11:7. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perish. The word expectation means their hope, their cord. The cord will be cut. And how does God describe the way of the ungodly? Psalm 146:9. The Lord preserves the stranger. He relieves the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. God overthrows the way of the ungodly. The ungodly, come to Christ today. Repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord says in Proverbs 15:9, the way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. The contrast, brothers and sisters, between the wicked and the righteous. The wicked is an abomination to the Lord, yet he loves those that follow after righteousness. Proverbs 4:19, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. It's dark. It's detestable. It's disturbing. It is deceptive. Proverbs 12:26, the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. The ungodly is deceived. Ungodly people are not content with living sinfully themselves. They desire to involve others in their deeds. Sin has tainted the entire human race, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Brothers and sisters, the only way that we consider ourselves righteous is because we have an imputed righteousness given to us by Jesus Christ. Just as sin entered the world by one man, also many were made righteous by the one man, by Jesus Christ, the way of the righteous. God knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Proverbs 4:14, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men, but to avoid it at all costs. Proverbs 2:12-13, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaks forward things, who leave the paths of unrighteousness and walk in the ways of darkness. Brothers and sisters, the righteous are to flee from the ways of darkness. For the ways of darkness are difficult. Proverbs 13:15, God, good understanding, give favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Brothers and sisters, do you not remember when you walked in the ways of the ungodly before the Lord regenerated you, how you were in a hard place, how your life was hard, it was depressive, it was sad, it was confusing, it was pain and heartache and no hope. And then the Lord regenerated you. Then you were saved. Then everything changed. Day by day, a little at a time, God has been conforming you into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. But yet, the way of the wicked, they know not peace. Isaiah 59:8, the way of peace they know not, and there's no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goes therein shall not know peace. The ungodly does not know peace, no matter what they would look like on the outside. The soul is troubled. The mind is distressed. The conscience gnaws away at the ungodly. But the way of the righteous having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Oh, to know that peace. You that would be listening today with a troubled conscience, your sin is forever trailing you, pressing down on you, pressing in on you, causing you to be a mess emotionally, even leading to physical ailments. For you know not peace. You know that God is waiting for you. And God is not waiting for you with open arms, but He's waiting for you as your judge to condemn you to hell for all eternity. But yet the good news of the gospel is repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Flee from the wrath to come. Turn from your wicked ways. Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. My friend, if you're listening today and you have never repented and believed, heed the counsel that you're hearing. The fool does what's right in his own eyes. They listen not to the counsel of the scripture. Proverbs 1:6, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings, is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Understand the way of the righteous and flee the way of the ungodly. Flee the way of the ungodly. The way of the ungodly is hard. And in the end, Matthew 7:23, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that worketh iniquity. Now, chilling. What chilling words. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that worketh iniquity. Brothers and sisters, there's only two paths in this life, the way of the righteous and the way of the ungodly. The way of the righteous ends in glory, the way of the ungodly ends in hell. That is the choice each and every one of us face. Will you walk in the way of righteousness, or will you walk in the way of the ungodly? And even those that walk in the way of the righteous, the only reason that they're walking in the way of the righteous is because of the one that has imputed his righteousness to their account, the Lord Jesus Christ. God has declared every Christian righteous. Righteous for the sake of Christ's perfect obedience to the law. For even the way of the righteous, we do sin. We do fall into sin. But we do not practice sin. The way of the ungodly, they practice sin. When you weren't saved, you just practiced sin. You went from one sin to the next sin to the next sin to the next sin. And then when you became a child of God, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit comes and dwells inside you. He starts convicting you of sin. You start repenting of sin. And you begin a life of obedience to the Word and repentance from your sin. The way of the unrighteous contrasted with the way of the ungodly. My friend, where do you find yourself today? Are you in the way of the righteous? Or are you in the way of the ungodly? The ungodly shall perish. And even if you would just perish, if you would be annihilated, that would be far better than the fact of eternal punishment. But that is the ultimate destination for the way of the ungodly. There's a hell, and that hell is for all eternity. For men and women never stop sinning. That's why people say, oh, isn't it unfair that people go to hell for all eternity? Why wouldn't they go there for all eternity? Men and women never stop sinning. They never stop sinning unless they become a child of God. And then when they die, they become as Christ. When they see Christ, they shall be like Him. They will sin no longer. They will sin no longer. They will be in heaven for eternity sinless, and the ungodly will be in hell for eternity, still sinning, still blaspheming the name of God. But the good news of the gospel is, you that would hear today, that you can be saved. You don't have to go to hell. There doesn't have to be condemnation for you. There can be justification for you. If you will repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved.